Simchat Tesef Beis, a special treat today. We have something that's very hard. I wanted to complicate. It's not hard that it's schwer. Everything makes sense, but it's complex. It's a complicated issue. Today we're going to learn what we call Din Ariv and Din Eved Kenani, which is a set of sugyas that appear in certainly in Chasher Mishpat in Ariv and Hilchas Ribis and in Yerodeya and here in Hilchas Kedusha. So I'd like to just give you the language and explain it as an introduction before you get to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch has the Rishayim as well. The Gemara is very brief. Rava says the following. Now listen carefully to the case. A normal kedushin involves chasin and kala. The chasin gives the ring to the kala. Now sucha shalat kavaisai is something else. The shliach is there, so the shliach represents the chasin, represents the kala. We're not talking at all about shlichus today. Zero to do with shlichus at all. Case number one, Gemara calls this din ariv. 10 mana leplaini. The woman says to the man says, I want to get married to you, I'm going to give you a mana, I'm going to give you 100 zuz, and with that we'll be married. So the lady says, you know, my friend needs the money more than me. 10 mana leplaini, instead of giving it to me, give it to my friend, and I'll be married to you as if I received it. Mekudeshes bedin ariv. It's Kedushin B'din Ariv. Now we have to explain what Din Ariv means, but that's the first member in the Gemara. The second member in the Gemara, which is going to be a separate Sif in Shulchan Aruch, is a very similar memra. And I just want you to chap before we start what's happening here. In the first case, you have Chas and Kala. Someone is receiving it instead of the Kala. Okay, the Kala says, don't give it to me, give it to Pliny. Now, not Shlichus, not do with Shlichus. Give it to Pliny, I'll be married to you in exchange for what you're doing for me. You're doing something for me, you're giving it to Pliny. Mukudeshes, not because of the Svara, that's Kedusha, no, but Din Ariv. A certain Din called Din Ariv, which I'll explain momentarily, and that makes it work.
He's getting a no.
So we'll see in a minute. If you're getting a no, I need Din Ariv. Okay, so hold on a second. Second case, Helechmana Viskachi Leplaini. The man says to the woman, here's a mana, and by receiving it, you should be married to Pliny. In other words, in this case, it's the reverse. The Chasin Kala is not the Chasin. The first case, the recipient is not the Kala. The Kala says to the Chasin, the recipient should be someone else. In the second case, the giver is not the chasin. A man says to a woman, accept this kedushin, and I'll be married to Pliny. Now, Pliny better be in on the deal, or else it doesn't work. Otherwise, it'd be an easy way to get people married. It means Pliny is okay with it. You always need das of the Mekadesh and Mekudesh. No shlichus. That's my hagdama. That we're not talking about shlichus at all. This is all talking zero to do with shlichus shalom kavaisai. Nothing to do with being a shliach. It's just, it's a halacha, but didn't have a kenani. So these are the two, there'll be a third din. It's complex, but you have to get the first step straight. Din Ariv is, now which one? Which one's being replaced? Din Ariv?
The recipient,
the kala. Din Eved Kenani, who's being replaced? Chasin. So when I taught this in class, I said a simon to remember is that Eved Kenani is chasin. In a marriage, the man is the one who's represented by Din Eved, which at least boys chapped the depth of the simon. But at any rate, Din Ariv is that someone is receiving, not the woman, and Din Eved Kenani is someone is giving and not the man. Now,
this is also some kind of a, I don't know, yeah.
It's not. So I'm going to explain this. This is once the Rambam and the Rashi. You have to give me a minute. Attention. Now, first of all, where does this come from? What's din Arif? You all know that an Arif is a guarantor. So what does that mean? That means I tell someone, lend him money, and I guarantee it. If he doesn't pay, I'll pay. That's what I'm saying. Give him the money, and if not, I'll pay. Why can't I change my mind? We have a rule that words are not a kinyan. If I say, lend him money, if he doesn't pay you, I'll pay you. That's din aruf. Why can't I change my mind? I didn't do a kinyan. I wasn't mechayev myself. It's just words. Din aruf says that when the other person gets the money, it's as if I got the money. That's what din aruf says. Din aruf says, if I tell you, lend him money, when you give him the money, the halacha of aruf is that if you give it on my say-so, it's as if I received the money. What's the lumdis? If you argue about it, you should argue about it. But
if I want, you could give it to me, and I can give it to them. You can't get the middleman.
That's not the
chat. Why not? Because if you give it to the gala, and the gala says, instead of giving it to me, I can give it to the third party.
It's a good way of getting cheated. I tell you, sell me a house. Why should he give me the money? I'll give you the money. You say, okay. I said, then you come later and say, he didn't give you the money. I said, we want for me.
She could accept the money and then give it to a third party. Instead, she's saying...
But it doesn't work. Then if I wanted, I could have done it a different way. If you did it a different way, it happens. So no, just the fact that this is really what I meant, it's not adequate without a codified way of it working. Just the fact, that what's the difference? If it's me, if it's him, what's the difference? That's not good enough in Dine Mamin. And Dina Mamin, you're standing with me and we make a deal. You say, well, you could have given me a handkerchief, I would have been kind. So it's good anyway. It's not good anyway. If you did a kinyan, you're chayiv. Normally we say, if you don't actually do a kinyan, you could back out. You could change your mind in Dina Mamin. That's the normal thing. If I do a business deal with you, we talk about it, and there's no kinyan, even though I'm sincere, you're sincere, I could still change my mind. People ought to change their minds unless they do a kinyan. Din Ariv is a halacha that it's as if the person did the kinyan. Even though he only said words, it's as if he did the kinyan. It's not a logic that, why bother giving it to me and giving it to him? It's not the logic of it. The obligation has to come from a source that's somewhere in Dinei Torah. We learn out of a pasuk. We've got to learn out of a pasuk, Aneshi Aravenu. We learn it out of an unlikely source, but we learn from there that there is a din arev. Din arev means I say lend him money, and if he doesn't pay, I'll pay. That there's such an obligation. It's not just the svara. Why bother? Like hafukim b'tati lami. Why bother? Why bother? Normally, I would say you still need a kinyan. It's a chiddush atayra din arev that's mechadish that when you give pliny api. It's my kinyan. That the woman says, give it to Pliny, it's as if I received it. See, by kedushin, you can't say, why bother giving it to me and to him? Give it to him. But you're the mekudesh. You're the woman who has to become the kala. So you have to receive it. Din Arif says, halacha sees it as if you received it. We're talking about the Indian Savat to make it as a sish. It's not just the logic of why bother. It has to be codified in a rule. The rule of Din Arif, which applies in Chashem Mishpat, in Ribbis also. But we're going to get, hopefully there'll be a time, in Ribbis also, if I say, I'll lend you money, you know, I'll give me Ribbis. Don't give me Ribbis, just give it to the Tzedakah. That's awesome, that's Ribbis Ketzutza of Din Arif. It's totally Ribbis Ketzutza. If instead of giving it to me, give it to someone else, I'll pee, that's Din Arif. That's Ribbis Tereisa. Follow? Because the Din Arif says, if you give it to someone only because of my say-so, then it's as if I received it in the eyes of halacha, to make an ish, to make ribbis, and certainly to make an obligation.
I need someone money to let them pay you, let them money pay in ribbis,
because that's not Din Arif. Again, Din Arif, the case, you're talking about a totally different case. Another case where the recipient is someone else. You're talking where the giver is someone else. In your case, the giver.
Giving him the loan, one might say so.
See, this is where it gets confusing. Okay, you have man and woman. Man is giver, woman is receiver. By ribis, you have malva, lender, and loiva. Who gives the ribis typically? The loiva gives the ribis, and the malva is the receiver. Din ariv is a case where the receiver is not the party. Someone represents the woman. The woman is not receiving. It's a case where someone represents the receiver of the ribis. Someone else is getting the ribis. Your case, the giver was someone else. That's not din ariv. That's din avikanani. Din ariv is that if you give money on my say-so, it's as if I got it. Okay, number one, chashav ishpat. You lend money to him on my say-so. I'm obligated. Normally, the loiva would be me to be obligated. If I say, give it to him instead of me, recipient, it's as if I really got the money and I'm obligated to pay you. By kedushin, it's as if she got the money and she's married. By ribis, it's as if the lender got the money and he has to return it. In all three cases, you have to identify the giver and the recipient. Ariv, again, a guarantor and a loan. There's a lender and a borrower. Din ariv is that the recipient, the borrower, is someone else who says, give it and I'll guarantee it. So, Ariv didn't receive it, but it's as if he received it. By the woman, she didn't receive it, but it's as if she received it. By ribis, the lender didn't receive it. He said, give it to Staka. But it's as if he received it. In all three cases of din ariv, like I said, it's complex, but it's not difficult. It's complicated, but it's not hard. The consistency is very clear. No rishayim trouble over the consistency of these three cases. They're gemaras for the most part. The kedushin is gemara, and mammon is certainly a gemara. That if someone replaces the recipient, it's as if the recipient got it. That's the rule of din ariv, and that's the sif we're going to learn.
If you do with recipients, you can't be chayzer. If you do between the two of them, you can't be chayzer.
The kinyan between the two of them, you can't be chayzer.
Yeah, but if you do a kinyan, the wife just saying something, you can be chayzer.
No. Again, it's not the saying so. The saying so is between the two of them. It's the giving. We're not talking about the words. Words are cheap. You can back out of words. We're talking about the handing over of cash or a ring, whatever it is. The handing over of cash. By a loan, the handing over of cash is usually from a malva to a loiva. The ariv says it's as if I received it. I didn't get it, the recipient says. But it's as if I received it. Not the words, the giving.
Right.
I make condition the same thing. You have to give. A woman's the recipient. She says, give it to Pliny, it's like I received. That's the ariv. Yes, finish, it works. Ribis. Not the loan, the ribis. The ribis goes from the borrower to the lender. If the lender says, I'm not going to take ribis, give it to Tzedakah. That's ribis ktsutza. Because someone else received it, it's as if the lender received it. Since it was he gave out the money based on his say-so.
What if it was impossible for the ariv to do the kenyan at the time the kenyan was made? Like he was sleeping. Does it pass over there?
Yeah, if he's sleeping, same thing. As long as he's alive. If he's not alive, it doesn't work. As long as he's alive, it works.
If that's the story, then every Arab should be an Arab Kabbalah. He should be able to go directly to the Arab. Like he got the money, he should be able to go always directly to the Arab.
It's good, you're asking good. I don't want to confuse it more, so we'll talk about it. But what?
The order of collection.
What? The order of collection, yeah. Okay. You might be right, but I don't want to jump. This is din ariv, okay? And that's going to be the first sif we're going to learn. Din eviknani is where the giver is replaced. The Torah says an eviknani could go out by buying himself out. Now the master has to agree; can't do it against his will. By an eviknani you could, but eviknani he has to be willing. So the Eved Kenani has a way of getting out with kesef. Eved Kenani has no money. chomah, whatever they have a kananias kaina, belongs to the master. So Chazal learned from here that if someone else gives in place of the Eved Kenani, it's as if the Eved Kenani gave it. In other words, if someone else gives the master money and says, with this money, now if he wants to buy the Eved Kenani, that's not the Eved Kenani, it's a regular purchase. So I want to buy him. I want to free him. The Torah says, if he gives you money, he goes free. I'm giving it for him. So I'm giving you the money and he should go free. That's Din Eved Kenani. Din Eved Kenani is that it's a kinyan. In other words, Eved Kenani doesn't go free with words. You can't just say words and make an Eved Kenani be free. It has to be some method by which he goes free. If you say, I'm giving you the money in place of the Eved Kenani, that's called Din Eved Kenani. Din Eved Kenani is someone can replace the giver. Okay, Orev is recipient. Din Eved Kenani is the giver. The giver is someone else. So if someone else gives in place of Eved Kenani, it's as if the Eved Kenani gave and he goes free. Kedushin. The giver is the man. He gives Kedushin. If a third party gives and says to the woman, I'm giving you a mana and you should be married to Pliny, he's not a shliach, we're talking about shlichus. He says, here's money and you should marry to Pliny. It's Mekudeshes Midin Eved Kenani. Just like by Eved Kenani, the giver could be someone who represents the Eved, who has to give the money. Said here, the giver could be someone who represents the woman, and that's Din Eved Kenani. It's as if the Eved Kenani gave. Okay. Now how that plays out in Hilchos Ribis, I'm going to leave at this time at the end today. The first sif talks about Din Arif. And that's what we're going to talk about. Then the Eved Kenani. And then, if you're not confused enough, there's Din Shneihem. Where you have, you want to do Din Arif and Eved Kenani in the same marriage. It's a very lomdisha marriage. But I can't resist mentioning it, but let's put it aside, okay? We'll deal with Din Arif.
To redeem the Eved Kenani.
What?
To redeem the Eved Kenani. Is that because of the sphere? Is it because of the light of the sphere? Given the spheres?
If it's against the, if the Eved Kenani doesn't know about it, it's Shchiya. But here we're not talking where the Eved doesn't know about it. If the Eved knows about it, without going into, so Chais Remei and the Chachamim, if it's a Shchus for an Eved Kenani to go free. So we're leaving that aside, just as far as the giving of the money, the Kenyan, that's where it works. Remei and the Chachamim argue if it's Shchus for an Eved to go free. So that may be another way of him going free. A legitimate question, but this is the Eved Kenani nevertheless. What I'm telling you is the Eved Kenani. Then there are also other ways of doing it, but yeah. Okay. Now, so this is the din. We're going to learn as it applies to Kedushin. And the language of the Shulchan Aruch is the language of the Rambam. Within Din Arif, so sticking with Din Arif right now. Din Arif is the recipient to someone else. The woman, who normally gets it, now tells somebody, says, give it to someone else. Now, Ramal say, you have to make sure that she really wants to marry the guy. If a man goes over to him and says, here's a ring, I want to marry you, and she says, oh, give it to Jack, you know, give it to the janitor. So she doesn't mean, give it to the janitor, I'll marry you. She means, go jump at the lake. So the Rama will mention that you got to be sure that she means it in a serious siphon. Sometimes she's being matchehim. The Rama will make that comment. But putting that aside, where they're both serious, Din Ariv kicks in that someone else could be the recipient of the money. So first let's learn the language of the Mechaber, which is the language of the Rambam. And then we'll try to pursue it as much as we can. Siv Beis, okay? It's on the cover page of the handouts, on the bottom line. Okay, Siv Chavtes Siv Beis. Omra Loi, Temana Laplaini, she said to him, give a mana to this person, Viskadish Ani Loch, and I will be married to you, Vinosan Loi, and the man did it. Va'omer Allah. And he said to her, now he has to say something. We learn in Chavzayin that she, Nasan Huva Amrahi, if she's the one doing the talking, it doesn't work. The din amira has to come also from the man. So the case is Nasan La, he gave it to the third party, Va'amala. He said to her, Hare at Mukudeshas Li Bahanas Matanazushanasati Alpika. I'm married to you with the Hanah of this gift that I'm giving Alpika, Hare Zubikudeshas. So then you're married. Period. Okay, so now that you get upset, what?
That's not Arif, because Hanoi.
Okay, 1 second, it's a good question. This is the Rambam's Lashon. And at least one person here is aggravated by it. You're in good company. The Rosh is also aggravated by the Lashon. So follow along with me. We're talking now only about Din Arif. Din Arif is that the woman says, give it to Pliny and I'll be married to you. It works. Din Arif. What does that mean? The way I explained it, it means there's a halacha that if you give money to Pliny, it's like you gave it to me. It's a din. If you give it to Pliny, it's like you gave it to me. The Rambam doesn't say that. According to that, you should say, Hari Amukudeshus Li, Bimanazu Shanasati La Pliny. I'm marrying you with this $100. She's not saying that, the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds, you say, Hari Amukudeshus Li, Bahanazu, that I'm giving Pliny because of your say so. Bahanazu, so Hanazu, why do I need Din Arif? That's what you're asking. Din Arif, if I say, if I'm a performer, Rekoid Lefana, Eschait Lefana, if I'm a performer, as the Amidash just leave with this performance, he's also married. So the Rosh says he doesn't get the Rambam. Why do you need Bahana Zu? You say Bimana Zu. You're married with this with the money itself. Yeah, to Shulchan Aruch, Kedarik, it brings the Lashon of the Rambam, Bahana Zu. Yeah.
Actually
get the money? Yeah, of course. You have to wait. The person has to get it.
It has to be
Aedus
at that point, but they actually got the money.
Yeah, you need Aedus to queue in. That's for sure. That's for sure. So now this is Din Arif. So we have here, a machlek is the Rambam and the Rosh, how Din Arif works. Meaning, if I tell you, lend him money and I'll pay you, Pashat Din Arif, it's like I got the money. The Rambam seems to say that it's because of the Hana that you gave the money. So why is that? So the Or Sameach here says as a clown, he's writing a Dovah Kloli. This is Perek Hei Halacha Chof Dalet. Hama'ayim b'shitas Rabbeinu b'din kesef kedushin. He's writing a general thing. He means 5 examples. Someone looks at the Rambam Shita in Hilchas Kedushin. Yire, we'll see. Shesayve the ikre toli bahana shetehe nehenes meputas kesef shenayis elav. That there always has to be a hana that she gets. Just kiv ritzai, just doing what she wants. There has to be that it's a hana that's worth something to her. Lachay bahana chalach shekasev halachah chafalav halachavays dayik batonis matonis hanas matonisu shenasati apicha. So. This is somehow a Shitas Rambam.
Is that Orev also from the Rambam or not?
This is, what he's saying is, the Rosh is right by Din Arif. By Din Arif, I say, lend Pliny money, and I'll guarantee it. I could be doing it as a chesed. I don't know Pliny, I don't know from any. I hear there's a poor man who needs a loan, so I guarantee the loan for him, I'll do a chesed. It doesn't have to be that I get a Hanor B'Payel. By Kedushin, which he says, Shitas Rabbeinu, in many cases we're going to have, is that she had to get a Hanoah. So the Rambam uses Halasha, Ba'anoah Zush, Nasati Apicha. But still, if not for Din Arif, it wouldn't be that's considered receiving something that's Mishavit, that's Machayiv. The Chiddush of someone else receiving it is a Machayiv that you still have to come on to Din Arif. That's the Shitas Rambam. The question is why it's so, which is the Rosh's kasha and the Rambam. But Lamaisa, it's complicated enough without trying to figure out why all the Rosh Hashivas say Pshat in the Rambam, just to know that this is Din Arav. This is the Halacha Din Arav. That someone else receives, it's like I received. As long as it's done our P, it's done on my say so, someone else receives, it's like I received. That's the Halacha we hear in
what if
Din
Arav. The money is more than the Putta, but the Anua is less than the Putta?
So this is where it gets complicated. Okay, good. One of the main nafkaminis between the Rambam and the Rosh is how much hanah? What's the value of the hanah? If I tell you, give my friend a pruta, I might say so, I'm mechayiv myself as the hanah. Or a woman says, give plenty of pruta, and I'm going to do the hanah. How much hanah is it to you that plenty is giving a pruta? Can't be it's worth a pruta to you, because then you might as well give it yourself, might as well take your own pruta. The hanah of the pruta of Ariv is slightly less, or sometimes significantly less, than the actual giving. This is one nafkamina that the Rishonim, I think, first year Rabbah, bring between the Rambam and the Rosh. If you give exactly a pruta, in the Chem Deshloim there on Dav Zayin Amid Aleph in Kiddushin, he's marich on this nafkamina between the between the two shitas. There's another nafkamina.
How are we defining the fact of whether it has value that you're listening to me depends on what he's actually giving? It could be that the value that you're listening to me is more than the proof that you're giving.
Nope. Look. By a borrower and a lender, it's certainly not that way. If I ask you, lend him money and I'll guarantee it, it's not make sense to me that it's worth more than what you gave him. I might as well give it to him, it's cheaper for me. You're going to give him $100, it's worth $110? So why give $110? Let me just give $100. Why spend $110?
The Arav is relying on me. Then my reliance can't be more than what I'm lending.
Arvus can't be more than the value of the money. It can't be. It could be he has a fascination about people trusting him, but it's not a financial hanah. It's not a pegged value hanah.
But don't we look at it that the kinyan is the fact that he's trusting him? How is an arav?
The kinyan is not to trust. The kinyan is the handing over of the money and the other person picking it up and being kind of it. That is mechayev the arav as if the arav got it.
Okay.
Now there is a certain hanah that somebody trusts him. It can't be worth. It can't have a market value. It can't be estimated at a higher value than the money itself. The fact you trust me for $100 can't be worth more than $100.
You know, maybe you can. Let's say the money is under her relative, and she says, "Give him the money so that they get off his back."
So I'll tell you, I have a deal with you. You have a relative you like? It's worth 110 if I give him 100. I'm willing to do it. I'll give him 100. Give me 110.
But you have to have the 100.
I'll give him the 100. You just give me 110. I'll do it. I'll do it a dozen times a day.
Maybe you don't have the 100.
Well, yeah.
But it's worth 110. I'll get the 100. I'll get it. No, it might be geschmack, but it doesn't have a market value. It can't have a market value more than the money. It might be a geschmack. It might feel good. He trusts me. But
I meant the shibud of the arus is the fact that it's custom, no?
It's a gzeris hakasim of din arif. It says mekudeshes medin arif. It doesn't say mekudeshes. It's logical that it's worth money to him and he trusts him. No. It's medin arif. It's a halacha that the Torah is mechandish of arif. Torah is mechandish din arif. And that's what allows the kedushin to be a kedushin. Otherwise it wouldn't be a kedushin. Okay, it's not an independent geschmack that a person gets. He could get the geschmack. That's not a market value. It's a personal thing that people, they like when people trust them. People like when they can help an ani also. You know, sometimes somebody guarantees something for an ani, he gets a geschmack. And the ani ends up paying the loan. He doesn't pay a penny. He gets a geschmack for free. So this is the din of dinar. Just to illustrate an afkamina. What happens if a woman says to a man, give him $100 and I'll be married to you, it's as if I got it. So he gives $100, it's as if they're married. Later, The Mishnah says a list of things that can make a kiddushei taras. Let's say this woman, one example is, they find out later, this woman, she doesn't have a uterus. She can't carry a child. So that's kiddushei taras. So he's entitled to his money back. What does he get back? What exactly does he get back? Choice A, he goes to the recipient, he says, I gave it to you for kiddushin, give me the $100 back. Choice B, he goes to the lady, says to the lady, I gave you a hanah of $100 or $98 or whatever it's worth to you, you give it back to me. That the Chevdesh Lema says in Nafkamina, the Rambam, the Rosh. The Rosh says, din or is when I gave it to him, it's like I gave it to you. Kiddushin is with this $100. The Shittos, I get $100 back. The Rambam says that the Kiddushin is with the Hanah that the lady gets, that it was Moitzi Etzois Apiv, that I spent money on a say-so. So the other person is not a party to the Kiddushin. The woman received Hanah Zu. So she has to return whatever the value of the Hanah that he gave, but she has to return it to him. So there are two distinct ways of looking at Din Arif. Shulchan Aruch means only the Rambam Shita, which means that we're understanding the way the Rambam says that it's b'hanah zu, that it's for the hanah of the giving. So this is the din of din ariv. There's a side tumul in the Chachs Mareg of Shmuel and the Taz. When is the amira said? When is it said? There are three people here: Chas and Kala, and the recipient of the money. So he gives the money to the recipient, and he has to talk. She said, Tevara l'plaini. But Amara, he is not good enough. You need Amar who? So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that, V'Amar Allah, Hariyah Mukadesh Asli, Bahanoah Matanazu, Shenosati. This is what rankles all the Paiskin. Shenosati Alpicha. Nosati means he gave it already. He gave it already. Hanazu sounds like he goes, gives the money to the other person. He comes to the lady. He says, "You're mekudeshes that I gave it al picha." We had at the beginning of Hilchas Kedushin that if a man puts a ring on a woman and then says, "Hari abu kudeshesli," you got to do it all over. The Rama said, "You can't say it afterwards. You have to give it al daske." So what? If there's asukim b'sinyan, it's good. But here you need an amira. Her asukim just from asukim b'sinyan, we he and she speak, that's fine. Shulchan's case is she said, Temono plans gashani lach. And then when he went, he gave it, and he gave it to her. They took about asukim b'sinyan being good. What? She, that's the love of the Shekhat, the Chakas Mechaikik says that. Right, look at the Chakas Mechaikik. In, he says, Chakas Mechaikik is the top line. Ois Dalit. Mo'omar lo, I'm listening to Yisus Shenosati. The Bach Kosav, Dafka, the Omar lo, Tekke de Dibor, Lenesina. You hear that? So, Tekke de Dibor of the giving. Of Omar lo, Achik de Dibor. Too late. Now it's a little bit of a daichik to say the Shulchan Aruch means taichid eidibor. Also, we have a general rule that b'chol ha'tarek kula taichid eidibor kedibor dabi chutz from getting a kedushin. Usually, you don't say taichid eidibor by kedushin. So the Chakas Mechaikak and the Beishmua and the Taz, they all say eidibor berurim. Layom ishtik lachamayz lav kolom eladavke shetchilas and nesina b'teres bekadim. When you give somebody something, and you're giving it as if it's a pekada, not for kedushin. The pekada I gave you already. I'm deshes by vushaska. Vadei lo kolom. I will neither the dad the he amra temon leplaini shema kaplaini miskadosh ani lach. The kim shlichu say. Even listen to this. La'achas man boy leha. He comes to her later. Vamala. Hare Abu Kudeshis Bhavana Zusha Nasati Alpicha. Hoida Zu Havaki Matan Bois. This notification is like Matan Bois. The Bois is Shahina Hendish and the Sky Dibura. Here he says that he can give it to the third party on Sunday. Come to on Monday and notify I did what you said. The Sky Dibura. Afram Daidala Kaidim Shahidiya Bakamok and Him Kudeshis. Like Gorav Esukah Ba'isinian, and even if the Haidah started earlier, what's the difference? It's a Hemshah. This is what happened. So Chankas B'chayke has this chap that her Aynah is the notification. Very strange. On Sunday is the Maisa Kedusha. Of the Maisa giving it to the Arab. Give it to her. And according to the Rosh, that's the Kedusha. The Rambam says, according to Chankas B'chayke, that when you notify her, that's the Hanah. So if that's the Hanah, so then the Kedushin is dead. So when's his wedding anniversary? Sunday or Monday? Well, when do you, what is the Kedushin? I guess you would Sheva Bracha starts. There's no Sheva Bracha.
It could be a month. It could be a month after. It could be a month after.
It can't be a month. I can't.
It's
like a tonight.
It's
like a tonight to accept.
I don't know if it's the Hanah. So why does it have to be true? Why don't you just tell her, I gave plenty of $100 al picha. She has had no.
And she finds out that
true.
She
needs
to.
Is the Torah Tamima, he says, the reason that we give wedding gifts is because it says, Kolan Ehenem Mesudas Chas, the Dein of Samchai is Chamisha Kailas. It's bad news. So some people at the wedding, they're Mesameach the Chas. They dance all, they say, well, not everybody is Mesameach the Chas. So he says, so that's why you slip him a gift. So you're Mekayim Misamchai. So we think about it then. If the whole thing is Misamchai, so you give him an empty envelope. You give him an empty envelope, he's happy, he got something. Later, of course, you don't write your name on it. But later, he opens it up, it's empty, okay. But you're Misamech and Mishas Maisu.
Tell him a good joke.
Tell him a good joke. But putting that aside, this is the Chalkas V'chayka. He says the notification, that's the Hanah.
So by regular tradition also, if you give the ring and he tells it afterwards, so that Hanah,
she's not getting more financial benefit, not getting a value. No, if you tell her once, you tell her a second time, she may feel good, but that has no value. What has value is that I gave money al picha, that's the dinar. I don't think
it's not a continuous Hanah.
Maybe it is. Could be it is.
Wouldn't it be like a toast? If parents with Hanah and then the Hanah's
identical? Probably. Yeah, probably. If it's a fake Hanah, then it's. You're right. I only meant it as a swipe at this whole idea that being Magia is the Hanah. Anyway, that's the Chalkas V'chayfik's approach. The Beis Shmuel. Doesn't quite say that. The Beis Shmuel is Vav. It's the fourth of the middle sized line, the fifth of the middle sized line. Plus of a Bach, Dr. Taikade Diva, Achadasina. Agadiva Shtikachabat Mois. Chakas Roger Kosa. Koshi Kiblo, Shem Kedusha Mahani, Afula Achadakadiva. Gyoda Zusha, Vidia Loshnas, Plenty Apia, Abgamat Mois. Rafilam Leida, Lokam Shadia, Makalagar Zumazin, Machinu Dasatas. Miu. Mashukas Gavay, Lagar Masukubai Sayin Tubua. He says that it's Asukubaisiyin is before him, not after. So he says, I don't know what he meant by the comparison to Asukubaisiyin. So he brings these two options, the Bach and the, you know, to me, we don't understand. Why isn't it the case that when he gives the money to the man, the Pliny says, Hari, Isha Plinis, Mekudeshes, B'monazu, that I'm giving. Well, according to the Rosh, it would be that way, because it's with the mana. So when you give it to the other person, you say, Plainus is Mekudeshes, the money I'm giving you. But according to the Rambam, that it's with the Hanah, it's not with the Mona. It's with the Hanah. So that's why the Rambam says, you have to tell her, I'm Gezim, Hanah, Azush, and Asati, Alpicha. So this is the Din Arif. As I said, it's a complex idea. It needs to be worked out in many directions. Let's see the Ramah, and then we'll see how it plays out in Hilchos Ribbis. Ramah says, if before he gave the money to Pliny, they were talking about it, that's Pashut. If they're all sitting there talking about the topic, and he gives it, it's certainly a good Kedushin. That she suggested it. If he first said, I want to marry you with this money, V'emeres tell the Pliny, I look, come on, Simulam is Sivchas, where Machaishish that she's making fun of him. She's saying, you want married to me? You give it to Pliny. So if that's the situation, then of course. Omru, if she said to him, Halva mana le Pliny, this kind of Shani Loch, instead of give money to Pliny, she said, lend money to Pliny, and I'll be married to you if you lend it to him. Vilva Pliny Vamala Hari Abukadeshes Bai, have a Kedushin Kabai Babatana. That's Kedushin just like a gift. Why? It's the same Din Ariv. The whole Din Ariv is by alone. So, just like I say, lend Pliny money and I'll guarantee it, it's Machayev me. The same thing, just say, give Pliny money and a Machayev me. And lend Pliny money is the same thing. Avo. In Rabbi's man, Malval Pia, the kitchen by Enam Kodeshah. So, you have to know. When you're guaranteeing money before the loan, you say, lend the money, I'll guarantee it, that's Machayev you. If somebody owes money, and the lender is Tevea, the borrower. And the lender says, if you guarantee it, going forward, I'll give him another month to pay. They say, okay. Without a kinyan, that's not chal. Because there is no kinyan. When I say, give him money and I guarantee it, so when you give him the money, it's like you gave me the money. But if you gave him the money a month ago, it's spent. And now, Arvach Lazim, do you want to give extra time? And you want me to guarantee it, you have to do a kinyan with me to be mechayev me. Just saying, give it more time, there's nothing taking place. It's a hanah, but it's not a, there's no transaction taking place. And arba chlazim, that never works. It never works that if you give me more time, the giving time is a kinyan. There's no kinyan. No, there's nothing there.
How could giving
a hanah
to a third party be better than giving a hanah to the ishah himself?
Because when you give alva to the isha, and she has to pay back, so if you would have to mekadesh with the value of the time of the halva. So the Gemara says ribis ktsutzahi. The Gemara has that case in the Gabavon Beis, and the Gemara says hamekadesh b'milva ein mekudeshes. Mekadesh a woman with money is not a good kedushin. Ba'anoas milva mekudeshes. See, with anoa that I'm willing to lend you money is mekudeshes. So it does work. However, osalasis came and neha ramas ribis. Gemara is ramas ribis. Ribis ktsutzah. The Gemara is ribis malia. So, but be'etzem, it's true. If you mekashu with the milva, then there's no. It's not a kedushin because the money comes back. See, the anoa that I'm willing to lend you money, anoas milva would be mekudeshes. Of osalasis came. And when the Gemara said, what I said,
how does this work when those wanted the dinaris?
Din Arvis.
How would you learn enough to let you work the dinaris about? How would you learn?
Which case? The loan? The loan. I mean, how could the loan work that the loan has to be paid back and there's a kedushin? That's what you're saying. Because the woman is not an Arav, you're right. In Din Arav, the woman's not an Arav. In other words, I say, lend plenty money, and I'll be married to you. She's not also an Arav on the loan. If she's guaranteeing the loan and she has to give it back, then you're right. But the case is, lend him money, he has to pay you,
but
not me.
If you lend her money, it wouldn't be a good condition, so lending him, like I got it, it's still getting better.
The Hanoah of lending. The Gemara says the
Hanoah.
Gemara says the Hanoah would work. It would work.
No, it would work. But I'm saying if we're learning the Sugi now the way that Arvis shouldn't work. So you're saying these two ways of learning.
Why?
Because still if it wouldn't work,
because the Rosh it shouldn't work.
Right.
Because like I got the money. But it's like she got the money. Not that she's obligated to pay, only the Middin Kedushin. She didn't get the money, she got the benefit of a loan. Even though the Torah says, now do ribis, it's still a value to how having use of money for 30 days has value. Right? In Makkos it says, Eidim Zaymimin, if someone has a loan for 30 days, for 10 years, and Eidim Zaymimin say it was 30 days, and that Mazimin, you have to pay the value of money from 30 days to 10 years. Torah recognizes the value in money. Just, you're not going to pay for it because of Hilchos Ribis. But it's still a value. So if I tell you, lend plenty money, and she's going to be Mekudeshes with the Hanah that you're giving Apia, that's what it says here, that it's a good thing. Vamla Har Mekudeshes Li Havikadush. Kamei Matam. There's not even any mafarshim on it. The All right, so this is this sif. Now, I'd like to go to Hilchus Ribbis. Unfortunately, it happens. I can't say it's common, but it does happen that borrowers, lenders, know they can't take Ribbis, and they say, so give money to Pliny, or give money very often to Tzedakah, based on my say-so. In Kus Samach, right in the beginning of Hilchus Ribbis, it says... Osir Loimer, Elva Chamana, I'm sorry, Sif Yudal, Kuf Sama, Sif Yudal. Osir Loimer, Elva Chamois, simple case. I'll lend you money, Amenoshe Tite Zuz Lepliny Ayla Hegdish. I'll lend you money, I can't take ribbis. I'll lend you money, give money to Pliny, or give money to Hegdish, or Tzedakah. I feel like I say Pliny Ayla Kechavim. Even if I say, I'll lend you money, give a guy money. Alpha Pishena Chayavloi, even though you give him money, even though you don't have to give it to him, give it out to this. So Ribis Ktsutza, it's Ribis Ktsutza. Bechilik bin Omer Hamal Vakach Oyama Haloi Vemias Mekach. Okay, so it's Ribis Ktsutza, Ribis Dairaisa. This is also a case of Dinariv. It's Dinariv. I'm saying, I'll lend you money and give Pliny, let's say, Azuz. Now, we go to Bez and we find Ribis Ktsutza. We didn't mean that. You have to pay back. Who has to pay back? I'm the rich guy. And I lend someone $1,000 and I say, I'll lend you $1,000. I can't take Ribis. Give $100 to Tzedak. He gives $100 to a stock. Well, let's say you say it wasn't a stock, it was he gives it to my friend, he gives $100. Then I chop, it's ribbis. I say, okay, we've got to undo it. Ribbis is a chayzer. Who pays back? Like the loiver got $1,000 loan, he paid $100. He didn't pay it to me, he paid it to Pliny. Who's the one that has to return it? Zot deshach. Ribbis ketzutzahi. Umafkinan mine, and we take it away from him. B'mardachai the mitzian mimalva kivadi yoisei v'katzatim elohaisiv yoisin. We take it back from the malva. Now we take it back from Pliny. Pliny is an innocent fellow. You got $100. Says we take it back from the malva. The malva is me. I said I'll lend you $1,000 and give $100 to Tzedakah to Pliny. I'm the one that God has to pay back the $100. That's the din ariv. Din ariv is as if I received it. It's as if I received it. That's din ariv. I hear it says hana. So Samaya said hana is a din in Hilchus Kedushin. All Hilchus Kedushin she has to get hana. But din ariv b'etzem is still a din. Like the Rosh says, it's as if I received the money. It's as if I got the $100. So the Shas says that the person who has to pay back is the malva. When I say give it to Pliny in exchange for my loan, it's like I received it. That's why it's Ribis Ktsutza. And in Mela, I'm the one that has to give back the money. So this is the halacha of din ariv.
When the malva gets the money, he gives it back to the other person.
The malva gave $1,000 to the loiva. Right. The loiva gave the other guy $100.
So the $100 goes to the malva. He gets what?
The other person keeps the $100. He gave it to Pliny. He said thank you. That's it. The malva is the one who's over Ribis Ktsutza. He lent money, but Ribis. The malva has to pay back that $100 that was given. That's what the Shach says. That's the way the Rosh understood it. The Rosh understood din ariv. If you give it to him, it's like he gave it to me. That was his understanding. The Rambam stuck in Mahana Azush and Asati Alpicha, which is the Chiddush. It's not the simple way to learn. Okay? Okay, that's the basics of din ariv. There's a secondary argument here between the Veshul and the Taz. It's an interesting question. It has nothing to do with din ariv specifically. It has to do with a Chasam Kala discuss what he's going to give her for Kedushin. So they discuss ahead of time, and she says, I want a ring, I want this size ring. Well, the case, interestingly, he brings is a case that we had yesterday. I mentioned in Eretim, where she gives him metal. He's a craftsman. She says, make this metal into whatever, into menorah. So he says, Hariyama Kudeshes Li, with the work I'm going to do. I'm going to do crafts work, which has value. I want to marry you with this work that I'm going to do. So the Taz here and the Beis Shmuel argue, if you could do that by saying it well in advance. He's saying it in advance. As he's standing with the woman, he says, give plenty of money and I'm a Kudeshes. He says to her, okay, Hari Abu Kudeshes Li, with the money I'm going to give plenty. Assuming he doesn't contract at any time, he walks down the block and he gives it to Pliny, and it's later, it's another half an hour later. Could the old Amira be effective for the later Amira? That's the dispute between the Taz and it's Beis Shmuel Hay. It's a little difficult to figure out what it's Tully in. Like, what should it depend on? Does it depend on whether we think they changed their mind? He obviously didn't change his mind. He's planning a wedding. They used to Kedushin ahead of time. So he's saying to her, this is what I'm going to do. And then he goes, and he does it a while later. So if you look in the Beis Shmuel Hay, brings this argument. The Shulchan Aruch said, he said it after he gave. So if the Beis Shmuel, Avalim Loy Omar, the man didn't say anything, just she said, Loy Havik, Avalim Loy Omar Law, if he didn't say to her, Have a kedushin huva amrahi, then she's the only one talking in the ma'isa kedushin. Mashi amr v'skadish ani loch lo yava kasukim ba'isa inyan kimin shulo yama klum kekos of rad v'amakin. If he didn't say anything, it doesn't work. We had that rule in Kav Zayin, the din amira that the man has to say something by kedushin. Now, betaz medayik taima da amrahi, avol amar hu be'es sh amrahi. Betaz make a deal. She told him, go to Pliny and give a ring, or give a money. It's no good because Amrahi. Oh, that's Marshma. If he said it at that moment, Im Omar Hu Ba'isha Amrahi, if when she said, give it to Pliny, he said, you'll be Hariya Mukadeshusly with it, Mukadeshus Abba Gavda Nasina Hiyachakach. But I am a Klumachar and Nasina, Mukadeshus Mishuma Nasina Nigrar Akhar Amira. Because the Nesina is Nigrar after the earlier Amira, Umizeraya. So if that's the case, if it could be later, Imamala Tiskadish Bishar Sheslacha Ezekli, you'll be married, that I'm going to take your iron and make it into the craft's work of making it into a Kli. Ain't Sarah Kanish Isabechadash, Akharasiya. Velokitas is rich, Avesi Bisimana Kaid. So according to the Taz, you can say it ahead of time. So if you're doing work, the work could take a week. But if when you started, you said, hurry up with the work I'm about to do, it works. Not like the Taz is written. That's the Taz Shita. The Kan Noisin Miyad. It could be Daichit. Maybe this Shulchan Aruch is only talking when you give it right away. Mashadaisa Bishvila, I know I can do shit. So there, if he gives it right away, it works. The one making the kli didn't do it yet. That's why the Taisus read holds. So he's mefakfake on the Taz's raya. It's interesting. He doesn't have like a lundish problem that. You can't say it well in advance. Maybe, well, what would the problem be? Maybe she forgot. Maybe she didn't. I don't know. He tells her, she says to him, give Pliny the money. So it doesn't work. She said it. Taz says, vice dice. If the man said, hire judiciously with the money I'm about to give him, then it works. So if that works, so you can say it ahead of time. The Taz, the Shmuel, doesn't really have a problem with the svara of saying it ahead of time. He has a problem with the raya. He says, mechitesi. Could be here, it's happening right away. Mashen came to the craftsman, he's got to go and do his work afterwards. So he's mefakfake. If you look at the Taz, I'm not going to learn inside, see, it's the Divrei HaMagia. The Taz on Eben Ezra, unlike the Taz in Reb Chaim Yerodea, was published posthumously from the works of the by a grandson. from the works of the Taz. And Divrei HaMegiah, so he defends his Zayda from the Beis Shmuel. So this is a dispute whether an Amira well in advance works or not. Again, I'm not sure what the law is. So what? It's a good question. A good question. I don't know, but let me just before we break. Okay, so Din Arav this week, Din Arav Kanani next week. I'm just looking ahead to next year. We spent 3 years, maybe it's 3.5 years on Eben Ezer. I have this taiva maybe next year to start Chashem Mishpat. Is there interest in? Just to spread, not that we finished Eben Ezer, but just to spread our wings a little bit. Well, I thought Eben Ezer, I thought we'll try it a few weeks. We'll see if there's interest. I never dreamt we're going to get also, you think, I think. It's a new Eschachus. Okay, so I'm going to continue Hilchus Kedusha until the summer. But afterwards, I mean, it's Hashem. I just have no one advance to start my preparation. But, Chesham Mishpat is the biggest saver of Achavera. Okay, Kiddush is also a shtickle of Achavera, but it's been on the Ishtar. Okay.